singing in a band, for God's sakes. Antonio Brown. Do you know who that is? I guarantee you, even if you're not a football fan, a Bucks fan, right now, if you're living in the Tampa Bay area, or, I don't know, the United States, the world, you know who Antonio Brown is at this point. Well, he gave an interview to the Full Send podcast. I think that's a Barstool Sports property. This first admission was what his plan was when he was going to, when he kind of got off the field. Apparently he was going to do something else before he left the field, and have that audio right here.
Yeah, I thought about just mooning him. Old chocolate ass and MetLife. What would they did if I would have did that?
That would have been funny.
Would you have done the twerking celebration?
Bro, you only twerk when you score a touchdown. No, you only twerk when you dick over DBs. And
you
they
in the end zone, though.
No, but listen. It's a different level of adrenaline.
Yeah, so I guess his plan was to moon people. That would have been terrific. What a photo that would have been. That would have been in every Sports Illustrated year that was. Was that 2021 or 2022? Either way, it might have just missed the cut or been in the 2022 version of the greatest sports photos of 2022. The big one, I mean, to me, I heard that he unfollowed Tom Brady on social media, which is a big thing. It's kind of one of those petty moves, but you know that your relationship is over. If somebody unfollows you on social media, you're done. You're X'd. Nothing you can do about it. There's not really any coming back at that point. And he had some pretty choice words for Tom Brady, and it was a little, let's just listen to it, and then we'll stop it as the audio goes, because I have some things to say about it.
If Tom Brady's my boy, why am I playing for an earnest salary?
Right.
You my boy, though, right?
Right.
Okay. Tom Brady is the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is not the general manager. He's not the coach. I know he kind of has I'm sure he coaches the players up a little bit, but his main job is to be the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He doesn't write contracts. He doesn't negotiate contracts. He's worried about getting paid himself. He has an agent that deals with, you know, money and stuff. Antonio Brown's question, why is he playing for peanuts? Well, Antonio, I mean, I don't know if you've looked over your rap sheet over the past, I don't know, decade. That might be a good indicator of why you're on a prove it deal. No team will give you a guaranteed salary because you do things like you did on Sunday, where you stripped nude in your little cute little bicycle shorts and, you know, hopped off the field and ran away. That's why teams won't sign you to a long-term deal. You allegedly commit sex crimes. You know, I don't know if that's true. I've heard allegations. There's a lot of allegations out there. I don't know if that's true. I know that when you played for the Patriots, when Tom Brady was there, you got through one game. You had a good game. And these allegations came out and they went, okay, bye. We can't deal with you. There's a long list of reasons why Antonio Brown is not. He did sign a big deal, I think, with the Raiders, right? I mean, he got a lot of money, $30 million or something to sign with the Raiders, and then he wore the wrong shoes. I don't know how that happens. I don't know if it was one of those things where he went into the frozen Cairo chamber, whatever you call those things. I don't know what they're called. You know what I'm talking about, the Cairo med stuff. And I don't know if it was one of those things, much like his helmet, where they go, oh, you can't wear those shoes, dude. And he was like, I want to wear my helmet. I want to wear these shoes. And they were like, okay, sign this paper. You can do whatever you want. And then he froze his feet off. So, I mean, like, obviously, dude, just look at, have some hindsight, have some retrospect, look back at your days and go, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. And I know that if he's mentally unwell, that's going to be tough, because maybe he literally might not have the faculties to look back and say, like, maybe I'm the problem here. But to accuse Tom Brady of not getting him money, not getting him a contract, that's insane.
Kowski is boy, right?
Right.
How much did he get paid?
Significant amount.
Damn. All right.
Again, Tom Brady doesn't do the contracts. Gronkowski's a year-to-year deal. He'll be here while Tom's here, and then as soon as Tom leaves, Gronk's out too. He got his $10 million a year. Gronk has also been a model citizen. He's been he hasn't had problems like, you know, sexual assault allegations and assault, regular assault and theft and, you know, dicking people over. So that's, you get rewarded when you're a model citizen, a good player, solid player, the best tight end in football. I think Antonio Brown probably is up there as one of the best receivers in football, as you'll hear him say next.
So why is AB on a prove-it deal? Who's better than me over there? Let's be real.
Right, but don't
let's not be right. Let's be honest.
No,
this is the podcast
I'll be real.
Who is the best guy over there?
AB.
Since you guys know football, who
for
is
sure,
it?
For sure,
who's
AB.
The best guy?
Well, I mean, I think that's subjective maybe, but I mean, he was the third receiver here. And let's be honest, you have Mike Evans at the number one slot. You got Chris Godwin, who went down, who was having a fantastic year, who is about to get paid a lot of money and probably still will. You know, unfortunately, he went down with that knee injury and he was coming to the end of his rookie deal. And he's a fantastic player, a good guy, you know, by all accounts. So he's about to get paid and probably won't be a Buccaneer anymore after that, but he deserved it. So I don't know. I mean, is Antonio Brown might be the best receiver on the Buccaneers, but he's so wacky. He can't stay healthy either. I mean, he had his ankle problems. I know that all the receivers have their things. I mean, Chris Godwin stayed healthy before he got hurt, before his knee. But, you know, Mike Evans always has hamstring stuff, but he's a tall, lanky receiver. That's what happens. But, I mean, come on. And these guys, too, let's be honest here. He's a third receiver, and you got Chris Godwin and Mike Evans there.
Over and that team?
No, AB.
Football, receiver-wise, who is the guy that get it popping?
I think it's a combination of all you guys. I think it was AB.
Combination.
Yeah, and I guess that guy did say that's a combination. But, I mean, if you're asking who the best is, I mean, I suppose you could look at the stats, and I think you would go Mike Evans and Chris Godwin over Antonio Brown there. But Antonio Brown is a terrific talent, no doubt about it. He's one of the best. Well, he went into a tirade. He had a rough day today, too. He was putting out, and I think you can see it on theboneonline.com or hear it. They had an interview. Mike talked to the model, the OnlyFans girl, who allegedly spent some time with Antonio just before the Jets game the night before. I was shocked about how human beings like her exist. If you listen to the interview, I mean, she's fun. Don't get me wrong. I would love to have drinks with her. She sounds like a hoot. But it was just nauseating listening to her talk and her life. And I don't know, it didn't give me a good feeling, but she does sound fun. I will give her that. But she spent some time with him and she said he was acting a little erratic the night before, which makes sense if he's erratic and might have, you know, mental problems perhaps. But she banged him and apparently he's packing wood and she had a bunch of good stories to tell. So go check that out on Mike's page, theboneonline.com. I'm sure it's up there. The interview, it's probably the clip of the day, I'm sure. And that was a shame that they couldn't have got AB to talk to them today. I know Gio was like texting with them and it sounded like it might happen, but unfortunately it didn't. So I don't know. Just the idea of him blaming Tom for this whole thing, it's just kind of shocking. I haven't listened to the whole podcast yet, but that's one I'm definitely going to check out. I don't know. It just seemed unrealistic that, I don't know, to blame Tom Brady for all this. That's just silly. And then I kind of go back to, okay, I kind of was on his side for a minute. I had some sympathy for him. Like maybe he was hurt. Maybe it was a Varsity Blues situation where he was Billy Bob and coach was just telling him to get back in there. It didn't seem likely, but it wasn't totally out of the question either. If you're in a playoff push and you're down your second receiver and, you know, that guys play hurt all the time. That happens.